Hello and welcome to the Elemental Entrepreneurship Podcast. The elements are a metaphor, a simple organizational system to help us understand business and ourselves as business owners. And they are the components of nature, the roots of magic, and the building blocks of life. We all have some aspects of life and business where we thrive and others that are more challenging. By looking at these things elementally, we remove shame and judgment and can discern which elements would help us bring ourselves into balance. Earth, root chakra, Capricorn, Taurus, Virgo. Earth rules the parts of business that keep us safe and secure as we do our soul work. Sustainability, finances, contracts, systems, our core values, and clarity about exactly what our medicine is and how we fit into the ecosystem are governed by Earth element. Air, heart and third eye chakra, Gemini, Libra, Aquarius. Air rules our big vision, our ultimate picture of success. It's where we connect our medicine to a mission and decide what kind of impact we want to create during our time on this planet. Water, sacral chakra, Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces. This is the realm of our emotions, and business is emotional. How we feel about people, ourselves, visibility, uncertainty, how we handle stress and disappointment, all of this and more affects how you navigate your business. Water element is where we learn to resource ourselves and expand our capacity to hold the big feelings that come with doing our work in the world. Fire, solar plexus chakra, Aries, Leo, Sagittarius. Fire is where we take our gifts, our uniqueness, and our creations, and we blaze them out into the world. All things selling, marketing, and the day-to-day actions of running our business are ruled by fire. Too much fire and we burn out. Not enough, and our business never makes it off the ground. And spirit, crown chakra. Every good gardener knows the day you plant the seed is not the day you eat the fruit. Spirit rules the faith required to keep tending your business long before you've seen a single sprout of evidence that it's growing. No matter what you believe in, spirit element is what you travel through after you leap and before you land. Life thrives when all of the elements are in balance. So do you, and so will your business. To find out your dominant element, take our quiz at intuitiveedgecoaching.com/quiz. Now let's get into today's episode. Hello and welcome to the Elemental Entrepreneurship Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah, and if you're new around here, welcome. I'm a certified life and business coach. I help artists, creatives, and spiritual practitioners build the lives and businesses of their dreams. And on the first day of every new astrological season, I come on and I give these live oracle card readings for the collective about what you can expect for the astrological season ahead. And yesterday was the first day of Taurus season. I'm a Taurus, I'm a double Taurus, and yesterday was also Friday, and I take Fridays off. And so I did consider coming on and recording the reading on a Friday, but that wasn't very like Taurus vibes of me, so I did not. I took the day off, and I'm so excited to bring you this reading today. The reading today feels very accurate and on point for me, so I'm hoping that it feels the same way for you. If this is your first time with me, I don't shuffle on camera. I pray over the cards. I call in the collective. I call in all of our spirit guides and supporters, and I pull the same cards, six cards in the same prompts every time. So every single astrological season, we do this same reading and we find out what's going on for us right now. So without further ado, I'm just going to get into our reading. So the very first thing that I always ask is, what's going on for all of us right now? Where are we at? And the card that we got is releasing allegiances. What this card talks about is that we are in a period of letting go. We are letting go of potentially relationships. Maybe we're walking away from something in business. That's definitely what it is for me. And it's not because this thing is bad. It's just run its course. It has served its purpose. It has outlived its fulfilling place in our lives. So we have just come into this place where we're realizing I've got to go. Like, in order to keep growing, in order to keep being happy, in order to be fulfilled, I have to move on. I have to leave this thing that maybe has been really good for me, but I know that it's time for a change. And
we're also being asked to go inward. So this may mean withdrawing for a period of time, even from like our healthy relationships. This isn't necessarily about something being unhealthy. It's just that we have completed a cycle. And this card specifically says that like we may have spent a long time at the level of consciousness that we've been in, and we have earned the right to evolve. We've earned the right for something different. It is just simply time to move on. And we need to go into a little bit of like a hibernation to be with our own feelings, our own thoughts, and really figure out and feel into what's going to be next for us. And so this can look like some loss, right? It could potentially be even a little sad. It can come, you know, most endings come with a little sadness, but we are being asked to recognize that this is a time for us to really focus in on taking care of ourselves and our self-love. Our self-love is like the number one directive during this time. Spending time with yourself, nurturing yourself, asking yourself, what do you want? How do you feel? What feels good to you? What feels right to you? Spending time alone, journaling, spending time in nature, just withdrawing a little bit from external factors so that you can really focus in on yourself. This card also says there may be, and this may be for some of you, I never know, there may be a time when you need to back yourself up. There may be a situation when you need to back yourself up right now. So maybe in this decision that you're making to walk away from something, there are people who are like, don't do that. They're sad. They're upset. They don't want you to. They're like, please stay. And this is like, you have to back yourself. You have to go with what you know is the right thing for you in this moment. You have to rock with what your inner knowing says is correct, even if other people don't like it. So if you're getting any pushback around your decisions, this card says back yourself, stand firm in what you know to be true. This is only for a short period of time. This isn't forever, but we have to let go of our allegiances to what our life was like in the past, to what our relationships were. We have to let go of these ties so that we can forge what is going to come next. And that brings us right into what is the block for that? What's difficult about that for us? And the block that we got is relax the hold of darkness and be at cause. Relax the hold of darkness and be at cause. What is the hold of darkness? It's fear. It's fear. We're just afraid. So basically what this card says is because we're in this, oh shit, I'm having this inner knowing. It is time for me to let go of something. I don't know what's going to happen next. Maybe it doesn't really make sense on paper that it's time for me to leave this situation, leave this relationship, make these changes, but I just know it's what's right. But I'm afraid because it might look a little crazy to the outside. It might be like, well, why are you going to leave this like cushy job you have to start a business? Why are you going to close this program that you're running that makes you money in order to like do something else and you don't even know what's next? Like it doesn't seem logical on paper. And so there's fear there. But this card literally says you are on the verge of being plucked from one level of reality and lifted onto the next. You're on the verge of a cycle of manifestation. And it requires you to let go. Now, some of the fear that we're experiencing here is when I stop hiding, when I stop being perfectionistic, when I stop procrastinating, when I stop holding myself back, when I stop doubting myself, how will I keep myself safe? Right? All of those things, those aren't self-sabotage, those are self-protection. If I keep myself operating like that, then I don't have to move into a higher voltage way of being. I don't have to move into being more fully self-expressed, putting myself out there more, sharing my true thoughts and feelings as much. Like these things that I'm doing that have kept me aligned with my old way of being, my allegiances to my past, those ways of being served me. And they served me by allowing me to stay safe, by allowing me to stay small, by allowing my identity to stay the same, by allowing things to stay familiar. So there's fear of like, who am I gonna be when I give those things up? And this card says, don't be afraid. Nature is wild, but it is also wise. Nature knows when it's time to grow and when it's time to go fallow, when it's time to blossom, when it's time to drop leaves. Nature understands life and death. It understands cycles of death and rebirth. And so do we, because we are part of nature. We have this inner knowing is part of our intrinsic sense of when it's time to grow and when it's time to go. And so we are being asked to trust that we know this. this, that we know it inside. Tap into that animal part of yourself, tap into the part of you that's connected to nature, and trust that you do know what to do. You do know what's right for you. You don't have to know how it's going to all work out. You don't have to know exactly what comes next to trust that your inner felt sense of when it's time to move is correct. You've got to back yourself even while you're feeling scared. And the new things that are going to come, they're going to come rushing in. They're going to be even bigger and better than you can possibly imagine, but only if you allow yourself to recognize, like, everywhere that I want to choose fear, everywhere that I want to play small, everywhere I want to hide, I get to pause and be at choice, be at cause. I get to go, no, you know what? I'd rather choose love. I'd rather choose trust. I'd rather choose knowing that I'm a part of nature and that I have an intrinsic sense of when it's time to grow and when it's time to go. And so that's what I'm going to do. When you allow yourself to move in spite of the fear, what is the gift that emerges? It's inner trust. It's inner trust. This card specifically opens in the book with talking about how even if it's been hidden or cloaked for a long time, deep inside you is the most unique, most beautiful, most magnificent version of self. And the harder that that is for you to believe, the more you need this card, the more you need this message. You've got to trust yourself. You've got to trust, and you will trust when you've face this fear that, like, maybe I'm wrong about what I know, and you do it anyway, and it works out, you're going to experience such a boon to your sense of inner trust, to your sense that, like, you can do this again and again and again. You're being called to share more of yourself with the world, more of who you are, more of what you believe, more of what is right for you, more of your desires, more of your authenticity, just more of you. You're being asked to share more of you. And part of more of you is letting go of what came before and stepping into what's new, building that self-trust that you're allowed to be afraid and to do things that other people might think are unconventional or look weird on paper and do them anyway. Like, that is part of showing your personality, because part of what came before was doing the safe thing, doing what was expected of you, doing what was familiar. And by letting that go, you're going to become more of yourself. You're going to share more of who you really are with the world. And when you do that, people who are into that, people who like that, people who support it, maybe those are relationships, maybe those are friendships, maybe they're customers, whatever that looks like, that is going to come rushing forward to meet you as long as you allow yourself to be revealed, to be exposed, to trust that your sense of things is correct and deserves to be expressed. So that is the gift that's going to come from you saying, yes, I'm scared to make these changes. Yes, I'm scared to walk away from this thing, but I know that this is what's right for me, and I'm going to be scared and do it anyway. When it works out, which it will, when it works out, the gift that you receive is going to be a confirmation that your inner knowing is right on, that you are in line with nature, that you do understand the seasonality of things and when it's time to walk away from things and when it's time to invest, and that's okay. That you can trust yourself to back yourself, you can trust yourself to make the right moves for yourself, and you can trust yourself to let things unfold. That is a tremendous gift. So the next card we come to is, how do we deal with other people during this time while we're going through this change? And the card that we got is the shock of the new. Now, the mantra of this card is like, the old way is done. The old way is dying. The old way is out. And so, of course, when we're thinking about how we deal with other people, we can think there will be people who don't like that. But the other thing that this card talks about is, it is time for you to let go of any part of you that is afraid of being perceived as weird or bizarre or unique or exotic or too different or too smart or not conventionally attractive enough, like whatever it is. And I feel that this is very tied to the fears that we're experiencing in the block, the relaxing the hold of darkness. What if I put myself out there and people think I'm too weird? What if this new program I'm going to create is too out there and people don't like it? What if whatever, right? It's all caught up in these fears that you have about what other people are going to think of you and how you think other people are going to think you're too something. And this says the way to deal with other people right now is like your shadow work, your job during this is to just let go of all of the fears you have that people are going to think you're too weird, too unique, too bizarre, too whatever. And just be like, yeah, I am. And what? I am weird. I am unique. I am special. I am super psychic. I am creating these programs and there's nothing else like it on the market. That's what I'm doing so that your people can find you. When you do that, you will be met. You will be supported. This card is like, if you're thinking of doing this, the answer is yes. You will be supported. You will be met with the cooperative components required for whatever it is you're trying to do. And the only reason you haven't been able to connect with them yet is because you've been operating in this old paradigm. You've been operating in this old way that says, I have to play small. I have to move in the way that I think is going to get me the most approval. I have to move in the way that I think is the safest. I have to do what I think is going to make people like me. I have to hide that I'm so weird. You've been operating like that. So you've been attracting people who think like that too. When you stop operating like that and you start just like letting your freak flag fly, you're going to find the people who are really into that. You have not been able to find those people because you've been hiding, not because they haven't been there. They are there. They're waiting for you. They are ready for this. The other thing that this says is that new things are going to start coming into your life as you do this, big and small, things of all sizes, new opportunities, new connections, new intuitions, new inklings of knowing. And it says pay attention to them and act on them. Whatever new things start coming into your life during this time as you're undergoing this change, pay attention to them, act on them, move forward with them. I just remembered one thing about the Releasing Allegiances card that I want to say. This card, which is our first card, what's going on for us right now, there's a confirmation in this card that this knowing that we're having, this sense that we're having that it's time to move on, is actually proof that the self-love work we've been doing is working. The self-love journey we've been on, the way we've been taking care of ourselves, the way we've been journaling, the way we've been sitting with ourselves, the way you've been meditating, the way you've been reading your cards, whatever it is that you've been doing to get closer to yourself and take better care of yourself, it's working. And that's why you are no longer a match for the old way of being. So, I mean, that's what growth is like, right? Like you heal one thing and you get really strong in one area, and that prepares you to be ready to see the next phase of evolution that's possible. And that's a beautiful thing. It's a gift. It's not a punishment. So I just kind of want to speak to how that connects to this shock of the new. You've been doing a lot of work to love and accept yourself. And that's why you're ready to take this show on the road. You're ready to like be like, okay, well, I accept me. I like me. I've worked so hard to like me and to back myself up and to feel my real feelings and to get connected to my inner knowing. Now that I have that in private, I'm ready to share it with others. So this is, again, confirmation and proof that the personal development work you've been doing is working. The other thing that it talks about in this card with the book, Releasing Allegiances card, is that if you've been considering joining a group, taking a class, starting a new program that's designed to help you get more in touch with yourself and share more of yourself, that this is a really good time to do that. And it would be really self-supportive for you to do that. Might sound like I'm making that up, but no, it's really what it says in the book. This is the Sacred Oracles Rebel. You can go Sacred Rebels Oracle. There we go. You can go look it up. But I just wanted to tie that to saying that is work that you can do with me if you're watching this and you are feeling like you are stuck in your current level and you need support in trusting yourself to act on your inner knowing. You need to be encouraged in that way because maybe you don't have encouragement of that in your immediate surroundings. That is work that we would do together. And there's a couple of different ways we can do that. One is inside my membership, the Elemental Entrepreneurship Coven. The other, if you're a more established business owner, is in my new mastermind, which is called Powerhouse. And I'm going to put the links for both of those things in the show notes. But if this is all resonating for you and you're like, yes, 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 I do know it's time to move on. I do know it's time to create a change. I have been feeling that it's time for me to step into this next level. And I'm really scared and I don't know what's going to come next, but I know this is what's right for me. Come get a little bit of help. This is a really good and really supportive time for you to get into a situation where you will be supported in making these changes. So, and some of these people, the shock of the new people who are going to like you, who are going to support you, who are excited to see your freak flag fly, they will definitely be present in any group work that you do with me because we're all on this same journey together. So next is how your spirit guides, things your spirit guides want you to know about this process. And the card that they gave you is she feels, she knows. This is about, again, reconfirming your inner knowing, looking to your emotions as the number one authority for what you should be doing, for dropping into a felt sense in your heart that what you desire, that what you feel, that what you think, that what you're looking for in life is right for you. And this usually doesn't come in the form of like big explosive events. It usually comes in the form of like a quiet inner knowing that grows over time. And they just want you to know that your sense of yourself, your sense of your own life, your sense of what's right for you is correct and is the thing for you to follow no matter what, through anything, follow it everywhere. You do know what's right for you. You do know what the next right move is. But the other thing that this card talks about is she feels she knows, not she thinks she knows. You're in a process right now of coming to trust that your emotions are a safe guide for your decisions. It's not always about following the most logical path. It's not always about the things that make sense on paper. It's not always about the numbers. This is about following your feelings, your inner felt sense of what's right, your inner knowing, that your feelings are guiding you towards your knowing, not your thinking. And so your spirit guides want you to know that your feelings are trustworthy, that they trust you, that you can trust yourself, that you can pay attention to and listen to your feelings and act on them, and that they are going to steer you the right way. The final piece of advice for how do we manifest these changes in the world, the card that we got is release the dark wound and let love live. So again, we have the dark wound, right? We have the hold of darkness and we have the dark wound. So the hold of darkness is fear. The dark wound is also fear, but it is fear manifesting as perfectionism. And so what this card talks about is about being super hung up on the end before you've even started the beginning. It specifically says, like, if you're thinking about what publishers are gonna think about your book before you've started writing, you're in the dark wound. So what shows up for me here as we're thinking about this inner knowing, it's time to make a change, it's time to move on. I don't know exactly what that's gonna mean. I know it might look a little crazy on the outside. It might mean walking away from money. It might mean walking away from what other people would consider to be security, but I know it's the right thing, but I don't know what to do. We're maybe getting caught up in our head and thinking, I have to know what it's all gonna look like before I can move. You do not. Don't get caught up in that. Don't start thinking that you have to know what the end is going to be in order to make the first steps. That is not how this is going to work. We want to allow this thing to unfold organically. We want to allow it to be a baby and then a toddler and then a child and then a teenager before we try to make it be an adult. We're not going to know on day one exactly how the whole thing is going to play out. And putting that pressure on our creativity is what stifles our creativity. That's then what makes us feel bad. That's what gets us into our head. And now we're out of our feelings. We're out of our intuition. We're out of our flow. We're out of receiving mode. We're trying to plan everything from the masculine. We're trying to control everything so that we don't get hurt. That's not where magic lives. That's not how nature functions. The tree, the seedling does not say, I need to see a full schematic blueprint of the tree before it grows. It just grows, right? Again, with this idea that I'm afraid I'm gonna be too much for people, or I'm not conventionally attractive enough. I'm not going to be exactly what people want us to be. Nature doesn't think that. Nature doesn't think like, oh, I'm afraid to grow up in from like a tadpole to a frog because what if I'm not the prettiest frog? It doesn't happen. Only humans do this. among mammals, we are unique for this. What are we doing? Why are we so worried about fitting into convention? I know why, but right, like this is like, hey, you're part of nature. Nature is full of wild beauty. There's no right angles. Everything is spiraling and unfolding and a little bit messy and things mulch and things rot and things smell funny. And like, it's all part of nature and it's all beautiful. It's all valuable. It's all good. And nature doesn't need to know exactly how everything's going to happen in order to grow. It just trusts life and it just grows. That's what you're being asked to do here too. Trust yourself. Trust your inner knowing. Trust your wildness. Trust your aliveness. Trust your intuition. Trust your feelings. Act on them and follow them. And when you find yourself getting scared and thinking, I can't make these moves until I know exactly how everything's going to play out, know that that is the dark wound speaking. That is the dark wound telling you, you're not ready. You've got to control this. You need to be perfect first. You need to have the best plan first. You need to have da 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 da. No, you don't. No, you don't. That's not what's being asked of you at this time. What's being asked of you at this time is more surrender, more flow, more trust, more magic. I'm going to let it unfold. I'm going to trust that whatever it is, first of all, I can't possibly know it, right? Because we're releasing allegiances right now. I've been in the old way for a long time. So I think, feel, and operate just on the verge of something new. I'm not yet in the full consciousness of something new. There's no way that we can conceive of how good it's even going to be from our current level of consciousness because we haven't experienced it yet. We're only capable of perception from the level that we're at right now. So how can we possibly imagine that from the level we're at right now, we could even predict where it's all going to go? We can't, unless we want to keep it small, unless we want to keep it contained, and we really don't. That's not what's being asked of you right now. What's being asked of you right now is to go into learning like a child at play. Just go out there, experience things, meet people, share your truth. Let yourself be weird and wild and wonderful and share the bigness of what's going on inside you and trust that all of the cooperative components for what's going to come next will be available to meet you as you do that. That's what's going to happen. So anytime you get into a feeling of, oh, I don't know if I can really do this, I'm scared, and you're starting to think, well, how's it all going to play out? How much money am I going to make? What's it going to look like? Who's going to be there? Just know that you're getting into the dark wound, and it's time to get out of your mind and back into your body, go into how you're feeling, and move from your feelings. So those are the main cards. I always draw a shadow card. What's the shadow of the season? And sure enough, the shadow is self-love. The shadow is self-love, and how could it not be if the thing that we're struggling with is trusting that if we genuinely are who we are and how we are, it is safe. That means we have doubts about that. We have judgments about that. We have ways we don't back ourselves. We have conditions to love. We have things we tell ourselves are not good enough yet. Barriers to love, all the ways that we judge ourselves, all the ways that we shut ourselves down, all the ways we tell ourselves that's too weird, don't show that. Those are all barriers to love. Those are all the ways we tell ourselves you will be more worthy of love when you solve this, when you change that, when you're no longer like this, then you will be worthy of love, of affection, of recognition, of money. Those are all barriers to love. And so we are being asked to drop those barriers to love, to recognize that that is our shadow work for this season. I'm going to read to you from the book for this deck. And it says, loving oneself is one of those larger concepts that's difficult to truly integrate. We are conditioned from birth to doubt ourselves, compare, deny, or minimize our gifts, hide ourselves away, and change who we are. This brainwashing is crippling. We become adults who have to fight to remember ourselves. We recognize the importance of loving and accepting ourselves, but releasing those voices and negative tapes that play in our head can feel impossible. Beyond that, we often decide we need to love ourselves in order to attain or achieve something. For example, I need to love myself so I can attract a partner. To truly love oneself is to do so without any expectations or hopeful outcomes. The relationship with oneself is the most intimate relationship we will ever have, and it is a daily endeavor. Rather than viewing self-love as a day of pampering or fighting that which is holding you back, let it all fall away for a moment. Ask your heart, body, and spirit every day when you wake up, what do you need from me? How can I support you? What will nurture you? How can I deepen my relationship to you? Continue to check in with yourself throughout the day. I think that this is really, really profound and beautiful advice, because it is easy to secretly get caught up in self-love as an outcome-oriented thing, right? We're still treating it kind of capitalistically, right? That there's a payoff. I'm going to do this so I can get this out of myself, not because I just do it. And we don't want to have a transactional relationship with most people, let alone with ourselves, right? We don't want to be like, well, I'm only loving you because you're going to give me this thing in return, and that's all I want. That's not self-love, right? That's not love. That's not the deal. The love is the dedication to ongoing care and concern that starts with desire for intimacy, desire for knowledge. How are you? What do you need? What do you feel? What's true for you? I'm so interested in you. I'm so interested in your truth. I'm so interested in your thoughts and feelings. I want to keep getting to know you more and more deeply and supporting you. As we're falling in love with another, we know what that's like. I want to know everything about you. I want to know all your thoughts. That's your favorite thing. I'm going to remember that, and I'm going to pick it up for you. We know what it's like to do that with others. Are we doing that with ourselves? So that is the shadow that we have for this process. And we're being asked to bring in this daily simple practice of loving ourselves, backing ourselves, encouraging ourselves. If you had a child that came to you and said, I'm too weird, I'm too ugly, I can't go to school because people are going to laugh at me, I can't share my talents at the school talent show because everyone's going to make fun of me, how would you talk to them? That's what's being asked of us for ourselves right now. Where are the places that we do not back ourselves, that we judge ourselves, that we tell ourselves it's not safe for us to fully express and go after exactly who we are and exactly what we want, especially in this time that we are shedding allegiances and walking away from something old to walk into the new, even while the new is still unknown. So this is our reading for Taurus season. I hope that this was resonant for you. It is very resonant for me. If you haven't heard my recent announcement, I decided that I am closing the doors to my membership, the Elemental Entrepreneurship Coven, in 10 days on April 30th, coinciding with the 3-year anniversary of the membership. I do not know if or when the doors will be open again. This is a big deal. I love my membership. It feels really important to me that I'm not closing the membership. The people who are in it are in it. I will keep serving them, but it does feel really right to me to stop selling it for a little while, maybe forever, to stop focusing on promoting it. So if you, and this is a scary thing, I don't know what's going to come next. I don't know what's going to replace it. I don't know what my next offer is going to be. I am leaving space for the unknown. And I notice myself periodically trying to be like, well, what's going to happen? What am I going to do? And I have to keep calming myself down and reminding myself that the answer is going to unfold in the space created by this change. And that feels so right for me. So this reading just felt like such a confirmation that this is exactly what's going on in my life and my business. And I was really glad to receive this message that we got to back ourselves. And even if we don't know exactly how it's all going to play out, that's not the goal right now. If this resonates with you, and if you have ever considered joining the Elemental Entrepreneurship Coven, if you want to work with me as your coach, if you want my support in helping you build your creative heart-centered business, I highly recommend that you hop into Coven right now while you still can. I'm going to put the links for that in the show notes, but it's intuitiveedgecoaching.com/coven, C-O-V-E-N, and you will be able to get all of the information, pick the plan that's right for you, and get in, because again, in 10 days when the doors close, I do not know if they will ever open again, and I don't know what's coming next. So this is me making a scary leap into the unknown. And if your scary leap into the unknown is to start or grow your business or to close a program that's been working for you in favor of creating a new one and you don't know what that's going to be yet, I invite you to come into the Coven and get that support. All right, That's all I've got. Happy 420. Happy Saturday. Happy Taurus season. If this was resonant for you, please leave a link in the comments below. And if you're listening to this on the podcast, know that I do these readings live on YouTube, youtube.com/@intuitiveedgecoaching. So in the future, if you want to be present and watch them live and ask questions, you can always join me there. Like, share, subscribe. Okay, that's all the things. Okay, love you. Bye.
That's our episode for today. Thank you, as always, for being here and for listening to the podcast. I know there are so many things that you could be doing with your time, so many things you could be listening to. It is an honor that you choose to be here. Connect with me on Instagram @intuitiveedgecoaching. Have a great day.